Yeah, the two of the top sides in Northwest Cricket Collection at Strabane. Can I just say straight away, congratulate the Strabane ground staff, because we had interruptions, especially yesterday, and they done a magnificent job to get the game completed. But on to the game itself, first innings on Friday, Corrine took first use, and they got 198 for four. Niall McDonald top scoring with 80 not out. Probably a little bit disappointed in the fact that there were still six wickets not used. They probably should have pushed on a little bit earlier, I thought, maybe got 240, 250. But Dunamana went down. They followed in and got 235 for nine. Andrew Riddles with 76 not out. That gave them a lead of 37 runs going into yesterday's play. Corrine, their second, and is 193 for nine, so just short of the 200 mark again. Niall McDonald again, the star, was 62. But Dunamana nearly scaring the second innings. There were two of them out for 8 runs, including the professional. And at that stage, Corrine were very much back in the game. But not for the first time, young Andy McBrien, the Irish international, came to the side's rescue, getting good help from Andrew Riddles. He scored 86 not out. Andy McBrien had a 2 or 3 sixes to finish it in style, and there were still 19 overs left. So Dunamana, 5 years in the trot, a wonderful record. And the record in North West cricket apparently is 6 in a row, by a team called Clooney way back in the 1920s. So Dunamana will be out to try to get that next year again, and who could bet against them? Man of the match once again for the 4th year in a row was Andy McBrien. So Dunamana, you just can't keep them down, winning by 6 wickets. And the party was starting when I left Strabane last night, and I'm sure it's still going on today.
I'm sure it is. And Eamon, why are Dunamana so good in this North West Senior Cup?
Well, it just seems to be the Senior Cup seems to be the one that they always want to go for every year. I remember talking to a couple of their more experienced players, and they say, that's the big one for us. Normally you would think the league would be the big one for any team, but they always favour this North West Senior Cup, and of course their record speaks for itself. The league this year, they're still in with a chance, obviously. They're still a game outstanding, and Tuesday night they're actually home to Drummond in an outstanding league game, and if they can win that, they're only 2 points behind the leaders. But they have a thing that happened the last couple of years, maybe for some unknown reason. After they won the Cup, their performances seemed to drop, and it happened last year especially when they were in with a chance of winning the league. Although this year I think they're more determined. The young players really want to go for this double now, and it'll be interesting to see just how they finish off the season. They in actual fact go to Corrine next week in the league, a repeat of the Cup final, and that's a big, big game for both clubs. Of course, there's Corrine, they're joint top at the moment.
Can it be a case that, you know, since they have such emphasis on that Cup, that they build up their season for that, and then, you know, the same, I suppose, intensity mightn't be there to see out the league?
Yeah, it seems to be that way with them, but I don't really understand why, because the league is a big thing in any sport. You won first of all, and winning the Cup I would have thought would give you more added incentive to go and do the double, and maybe it'll happen this year. I certainly hope it does. It hasn't the last year or two, but this year might be different, and fingers crossed, Miles, as you probably know, it did tip them for the double. So one half of it up, Miles, I'm still in there.
Eamon, I haven't forgotten, don't you worry about that.
Just in case you had forgotten.
No, I'm keeping a tab on things. So, but it's going to be a very big week. This week could just determine whether or not they're in with a shout in the league, playing Drummond on Tuesday. You know, you mentioned celebrations, and then Coleraine next weekend.
Yes, two big games. Obviously, the Weller game is just typical, of course, of Weller we've been having all the cricket season. They're depending very much on that for the game that we play, because this is their second chance against Drummond. And if it's washed out on Tuesday, well, if Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday they play it, then they get no points, and that's just as bad as a defeat. But fingers crossed that the Weller will hold out and they'll get playing that game. And of course, Drummond have everything to play for as well. They've just got 2 points. 2 points more than Strabane, so they're going to be up for it as well. But Dunamana, you would feel now with that victory yesterday that they're going to be on a high, and if they get their celebrations over tonight, I'm sure they'll be up for it starting on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else before we wrap up?
No, 4 important games next weekend again, as I mentioned, Corrine and Dunamana. Mm-hmm. Our featured game next week will be at Strabane taking on Brady. Strabane, every game for them now is like a cup final, no points, and a very, very dire straight up there, is just really, really struggling. Be a massive blow to them if they were relegated. But they've got to start winning. They haven't got a point, and that's a game maybe they feel they can win. So we're covering that next week. But nothing during the week other than that very important game with Dunamana and Drummond. We'll have scores, of course, on Wednesday morning in the sports programme of how that game went on Tuesday night.